Hi, you're listening to The Tyler and Kelly Show, a podcast created for the leaders and entrepreneurs of today, based around real-life stories of men and women who recognized a dream and acted upon it. If success is a word or a desire that you have been striving for, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hi, guys. Here we are at episode 107. You are here with Tyler and...
Man, you like totally jumped in and said my name there. You didn't even let me.
Sorry.
Man. Control. All right. Well, thank you guys for hopping onto this podcast and listening to us. We have a treat for you guys today.
We are so excited to talk to you guys today.
I love sharing this topic.
We are talking about the five things, keys to a successful network marketing business. The five things that you need to do every single day in order to see your network marketing business grow. You want to give them all the secrets?
Let's break it down. I want to tell a story first.
Tell the story.
Kelly and I, we're recording this on Valentine's Day. So we're spending time. And a few weeks ago, we were at an event with John Maxwell. And Kelly and I are both involved in a couple year-long trainings with John Maxwell. And one of the things that he went through, and he kind of really, he made my head spin and made me think, is like, he talked about his power of five. And if you've heard that story, great. If not, YouTube it. You can see some really old videos on YouTube of John Maxwell going through. It's kind of cool. And he talks about the power of five. And the power of five is, I'm going to break it down. If you go out to a tree every single day and you take your axe and you hit it five times in the same spot every single day, eventually that tree will fall down. But if you go and you skip around to a whole bunch of other trees, or maybe you don't do those five things, that tree's not going to fall. It's going to...
But let's think about the why. Like, why do you need the tree to fall?
It's in your way.
Or you want firewood. You're cold. Yeah. Your house. You know, okay. I think that's what's important, is really knowing why you're chopping the tree down.
It's in my way.
Right. Well, for me, I just wanted some firewood.
Okay. Well, maybe I wanted to build a house. So, you know, identify those trees in your life and the opportunity of the five things that you consistently need to do every single day. And I think what we're going to go through here, it's cool to me because they're very scalable.
Yeah.
Meaning you can do them at a small level, mm-hmm. or you can do them at a huge level.
Yeah.
And your results are going to be very dependent upon those. And that's stuff that we've experienced over 7 years in the industry of network marketing. But I can look at this from our other businesses and our other careers and say, if I looked at those same, you know, five things, and if I just consistently did those, that's what brought on success. So
yeah.
What are those five things, Kelly?
So let's break them down. So we're speaking in the subject of network marketing. If you are not a network marketer, you can still utilize this towards your business. You're just going to have to think about the five things that you need to do every day to knock your tree down in your business. So that might be a time where you're starting to brainstorm. Maybe we'll give you some ideas through this, but specifically speaking on network marketing, let's start with step number one, and that is... Da-da-da, networking.
Connecting.
Yeah.
And getting to know people.
So I think the best way to know, like, where you're going to connect and where you're going to network is to figure out your niche market, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked about the niche market before, but I think so often people in network marketing, they throw out this like giant net and like hope people come into their organization.
Gracious.
And I think if they just got more clear and dialed in on what and who they're networking to, that abundance would flow a little bit more. And so what podcast was that when we talked about our niche?
I don't know, but look back.
About our niche, you can break down exactly who you're gonna network or connect with.
Yeah, and that's paramount in any business.
Mm-hmm.
The most successful businesses understand exactly who they aim to serve, who their target market is, and this industry is no different. Understand who you're going to, you know, try to find every day to, you know, share what you value or the product that you have to share with them.
Yeah.
Ultimately. And, you know, so being intentional about that. And, you know, I think so often people get overwhelmed. They're like, oh, I got to go meet people. And I think to me, I get overwhelmed there because I'm not focusing on an area where I'm comfortable. If you enjoy talking to people that are, you know, similar demographic, or if people make you uncomfortable because you don't know how to relate to them, then all of a sudden you're not going to want to go talk to them. So identify the people that you can easily connect with, And go talk to them.
Yeah,
and
let's look. And let me give a quick example so people can understand as I'm going through a choking fest right here.
I knew you weren't dying because you weren't blue yet. So it was all good.
When I first started in Isagenics in our company, I was helping getting tired mommies untired. So obviously I would network in places like MOPS or at libraries or at McDonald's Playland. I did many business meetings at McDonald's Playland. Now, with who I'm networking and connecting with and looking out that I'm gonna where I'm gonna go, I'm really focused on bored moms. So where am I finding the bored moms or the bored women who are just trying to figure out what they want to do with their life at this day and age? I'm not gonna go to MOPS anymore and that's not where I'm gonna connect with those women. So I think it's really important that you're being very clear about where you're networking and connecting and what that looks like. And that kind of moves into our second thing, which is marketing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny, the first word's network and the second word is marketing, and we're network marketers because marketing is such a key element when it comes to it. And some people naturally market themselves and some people, they gotta work a little bit harder on it. The cool thing is all of these skills can be taught and they can be learned. So marketing, that's everything from I might be wearing yoga pants when I'm out networking, when I'm looking for a tired mommy. But now at this day and age, if I'm looking for more of a professional woman, I'm probably going out into the marketplace looking a little bit more professional. Okay.
So let's talk about marketing in a different perspective. I want to look at it as something that maybe people that are new to network marketing or have never thought about it, that just happen to come across what we're doing. Yep. And or the people that you maybe meet that you talk about the industry, marketing is advertising. Advertising, whether it be like a billboard to a radio spot, to a Facebook ad, to Instagram post, to LinkedIn, to you name it, that is all marketing.
To you walking into a room.
Totally, because who is the billboard?
You.
You, and so everything you are, the embodiment of anything is you. And I think one of the things that can't be stressed enough, and it goes for any business. You could use the business of, you know, yourself as a hairdresser. And when somebody comes in, what product are they buying? They're buying you. Mm-hmm. They're buying what you look like. They're buying how you present yourself. They're buying, I have belief that
your
she's going to be able to deliver the product that I want, uh-huh. which is, you know, the color or the cut. But ultimately, they're buying the billboard of you. And it's like, do I relate to it? So, mm-hmm. you know, this industry is no different mm-hmm. than, you know, how you present yourself is how you relate to those people in your workplace. So if you dress like a slob, that's fine. That's your choice. But that's how you're presenting the billboard, and you're going to relate to the people that also want to dress that way. And that isn't down. Hey, if that's your market, rock on. There's people there for everyone. But if you want to go about life and you want to be in a three-piece suit as a man, then that's how you're presenting yourself, and you better be going and talking to those people as opposed to somebody that can't relate. Does that make sense?
Yep. Awesome. Okay. So number one, network, connecting. Number two, market and how you really present yourself to the marketplace. Number three, let's talk about and signing. We got to sign people up.
We got to make sales.
Right.
It's a sales business. You have to create some type of sale. You have to take that transition of, you know, value from money to a product, that exchanging hands. It's a sales. And so part of that in most network marketing companies is sponsoring and enrolling people.
Yeah.
That's the actual sales process.
You know, it's one of my biggest pet peeves in industry. It's when people say, well, I'm not a salesperson.
Everyone's a salesperson.
I'm just sharing the product.
Everyone's a salesperson.
I know. And I really
I was working out like a fiend.
Laying in that tanning bed.
Eating
that chicken breast. Anyways. Can I tell a funny story? Okay, so
please.
When I first started dating Tyler, I think it was like our third date.
It was like close to Valentine's Day.
Maybe, regardless of the fact. It was the first time, and he's like, I would really like to cook you dinner. And I was like, wow. Like, let me tell the story.
I went Bobby Flay on you.
When you know, like, my history of the guys I dated prior to Tyler,
a little shady.
None of them were really going to ever cook me dinner. We'll just leave it at that. So I'm like, wow, this guy wants to cook me dinner. All right. So I show up at his apartment. First of all, he has a cat. Strike one.
We won't go there.
Strike one. He has a cat named Olivia. Let me just tell you, I'm not a cat person.
That this is
cat,
getting
that
to be
cat
a long
was gone
story.
Within a couple weeks.
This is getting to be a
sure,
long
but
story.
But I'm just letting them get to know me a little bit better.
Oh, really?
Us a
you
little
or
better.
Me?
Us a little bit better. So
the bus like, is like
so
tracks
out,
all over my face.
You're making the story longer because you won't stop talking. So he pulls out dinner and he slaps on the plate a piece of meat, like a piece
straight
of steak.
Fillet. I got
a
like
steak.
A prime.
Nothing else. No bread.
Fillet.
No sides. No vegetables. Nothing.
Yeah, it's called the carnivore
plate.
Diet.
And I was like, "Oh, is this all we're eating?" He's like, "Well, I can get you a side of cottage cheese if you'd like."
Bam.
And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And like
that's
was
when I was carb restricted.
That, right, and that was when I wasn't healthy. So I think I ate my steak and then stopped by like Taco Bell on the way home and like shoved my face because I was hungry.
Okay, so where was that story going?
I have no idea.
But I did a great job of selling myself
you
to you.
You sold yourself.
I was true to,
me. To
who I was.
I mean,
and you were buying.
Clearly,
straight
I was buying.
Buying. And so it goes
you
to show.
Enroll people.
It goes to show
up.
If
you
you're confident in
something.
Who you are, you can sell, but just being confident in it
be
and
confident.
Know
you
that
are
you're selling.
Selling. Yeah, because
you're selling
you.
Selling you're
something.
Selling.
And you're a really good salesperson and be kay. Proud of that. All right.
Okay, so
on.
Once you do that, what do you help that person do?
You help that person get paid.
Why?
So they don't, well, it depends on what their goals are, but initially, so they can get their groceries. I mean, for us, we do it to get our groceries for free.
Yeah. And I think you could say get paid or get results or reach their goals. Maybe part of their idea, like in our company, Isogenics, where, you know, a lot of people use the products because it's convenient and they want better overall health. And so, you know, they consume the products and it moves them down that pathway. And they're like, oh, this is great. And it just kind of that opportunity of being the billboard of the convenience factor or the ease factor. And it's real easy to talk to somebody. It's like, oh, yeah, you were worried about making breakfast. I had my shake and I was out the door and going. Or lunch, where am I going to scramble to buy something? I had a shake and I'm like fulfilled and great. Part of that is just meeting those goals and then it kind of evolves to the next step. So what happens once they reach their goals? What do you do?
Well, let's talk about what we've talked about so far.
Let's
network.
Rehash. Yep. Connect.
Market.
Advertise.
Enroll.
Sell.
Getting people paid.
Reaching their goals.
And then what we have found that works with our fifth thing and our final thing in order to be successful in network marketing is to recognize them.
Praise them. They reach their goal. They, you know, have an opportunity. They share the products and they get an extra $50.
Yeah.
Think about what do you get to do with $50? Well, now you could kind of go to a movie. You could go to a movie and go watch The Greatest Showman. I want to do a show on that. All the great things learned from The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Squirrel. Anyways, and I think the thing there is to praise people. You know, build them up that they accomplished whatever they were setting out to do. And, you know, that's where you're going to see, you know, the continued results in anything. You think about your kids. You know, your kids learn how to walk. You know, hopefully a lot of you listening relate to us and have kids. And, you know, your child learns how to walk. They make that first step. You praise them. When they fall down on their butt, you don't chastise them. You're like, okay, let's get up and try it again. Well, this is the same thing as recognize and praise. And we're all going to make mistakes. Learn from it. Move on. But use that opportunity to praise people.
Yep. And that's it. That's the recognition piece. So you guys, those are the five things. Honestly, if you do over and over in your organization, now how much you do them depends
scalable.
A direct reflection of what your paycheck's going to look like.
Yeah. If you do it a little bit, you're going to have a little success. If you do it a lot, you're going to have a lot of success. Yeah. And that's regardless of whatever industry and business you're in, that's just
but I think what the most exciting thing about all of this is we have like 20, 30 minutes to chat at you, but we have developed a program that will be launched very soon at tylerandkelly.com that's going to go through each of these things in specific detail. So if you are interested in that, make sure you get over to tylerandkelly.com and get that information to yourself and you can see what it will look like to really go into depth on each of these subjects and what that looks like to be a successful network marketer.
Okay, so let's maybe go through a few of the topics that and maybe that we missed there that are really, you know, kind of essential through that process. You know, when you go through all those things, what's essential that you make sure you do to each person?
Yeah, so I think if everybody just begins on focusing on how important customer care is and making your clients the most important people in the world to you and make them feel that way and know that.
It's a people business. Everything's a people business. And the more you care and focus on people, the more genuine you are, the more long-term success in any business you're going to have. Okay.
Yeah. Marketing yourself and growing your brand.
Understand influence, who you are.
Influence is everything in this business. And you guys, we're going to actually talk about that in episode 108, really on a scale of 1 to 10, what your influence looks like in the marketplace and how you can grow that. So I want you to already start thinking about that. But how are you marketing yourself to the marketplace? How are you showing up every single day, whether that's on your social media? Are you a positive person? Are you a negative person? Are you keeping commitments? And just what do you look like when you go to the grocery store? All of that.
I think lastly, the part here that to me is most important is be around those people that share your same passion.
Yes.
Don't try to, you know, build a lake in the desert.
It's just not
gonna work. Instead, find the opportunity where your tree can sprout and blossom and grow. That's where you're gonna have fulfillment. That's where they're gonna feel engaged and, you know, really focusing there. So that's kind of a few caveats. Again, the five things that we talked about, the five keys to a successful network marketing business: network, market, sell, enroll, get paid, reach those goals, and then praise and recognize.
And so remember, if you guys want more information on this, please go to Tyler and Kelly. That's kellywithui.com. Thanks again so much for listening. We sure love and appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.